Okay, so we're up to the case of the Egged Yisera on Peham and Aleph. All right? So again, so we established last time that the Nizak, that the guy who gets injured, is allowed to go ahead and be involved in his care because from his perspective, it's repoy. Even though, objectively speaking, putting a Band-Aid on that wound is not action of repoy, it's not medical, but in his framework, since it makes him feel better, it's considered part of healing. Okay? So now the Gemara brings up this. In fact, just read those four words in the Gemara. The Gemara says, El Dekuliyama.
El Dekuliyama. Make Nisnala Egen, Velo Nisnala Egen Yisir.
Okay, so what's really the Nizak's allowed to heal, allowed to put a Band-Aid on the wound, but he can't do an Egen Yisir. What's an Egen Yisir?
Excessive bandaging.
Right, excessive bandaging. Okay? Now take a look at the Rashba now. Okay. So even though there's importance, look, I mean, the Rashba is saying something very good. He's saying even though it's not nitna le'eged yisera, right? That's it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Even though he went ahead and did this eged yisera, he's not a poshea gummer, right? What does that mean? He's not
negligent.
Right. He's definitely
negligent.
Okay.
Minishanabo
Kasa Ripoy
Chayev. Mishim Kain, Iam Rinan.
Well, Masha Eno Kain.
Thank you. Iam Rinan, Dilo Nisala Egaklaw.
But if you held the Nizak is not allowed to do any bandaging of his wound at all, Daz Hava Poshea Gamar. Then anytime he puts a bandaid on, what's he considered?
Poshea Gamar.
Right. Okay. VF Shashachayev. So there's no way the Torah could tell you that a chovel is chayv to pay if the guy does pshia gemura, right?
Can I explain how I see this Rashba?
The question you have to answer is that it's good. The question you have to answer is that as one thing is we understand that the nizak can be involved in his medical care, but by eged yisera, the Rashba is telling you it's not pshia gemur, but it's pretty bad. The guy is being overly negligent, so clearly you would have thought that the chovel is not chayev to pay. Kamash Malan, he's even chayev to pay when it's Eged Yisera. So why would you have, here's the key thing, why would you have thought he's not chayev to pay? What does Eged Yisera...
What does Eged Yisera change?
But we know one thing, we know he's lav poshea gamor. We know he's not a poshea gamor. In other words, we know factually he's not poshea gamor, right? So we know that to be the case, why should the chovel be potter? It's just a simple question. If I thought, to me, it's like a minor point, but I think it opens it up. What makes Eged? What is the difference between Eged Yisera and Eged? What's the quality of Yisera? What's that telling you?
It's useless.
What? No, it's not true.
It's not going to do anything.
What?
It's not going to do anything to
him. There's a positive.
But one second. But the guy's putting on. You're being too medical. You're saying that. Well, like, once you put one rag on, that makes the pain go away. But what happens when the guy's putting multiple rags on? So when you should make a difference. What? Why? That's not true. How do you know?
He wants to cushion it.
Whatever his rationale is, the point is he's in pain and he knows that the egg gets him out of pain. So he keeps on putting more eggs on. Right? Is that such a crazy thing? So what is the quality of a sera? You have to look. See, that's the problem. This is the trap. A lot of times, I love using the word trap. This is a classic trap. The trap here is that you're trying to think to yourself, I don't mean to project, but you're trying to think to yourself, oh, well, at what point does the leaf egg become yisera, like within the realm of bandaging? You're looking at the wrong thing.
Can I suggest something to back up the
guy? Yes.
When it stops...
Good. Hold on. So Josh is saying good. So Josh is saying that, they're very simple. Once you understand the difference between the two, then everything opens up to you.
Did you hear what he said?
What?
He said that once it does cause detriment, it's causing a new wound.
No, it's not a new wound.
He said I was saying...
No.
He said you were saying good, I heard it.
No, when you're saying that, what's the difference between a regular egged and egged yisera? It's like this, halakhically. Egged means like this. Egged means that, on the one hand, do we want the guy involved in his own treatment? Of course not, right? Because what he is, there's risks involved. We'll call it a suffix. The risks, right? On the other hand, since the guy's using a tsar, it becomes a part of repoy, even though the risks involved. Okay? But what changes by Yisera? Yisera takes a suffix and turns it into what? Josh?
A
vadai. Meaning that when the wound is now going to fester and get worse.
If you put on one egg, then
Exactly.
If you put on egg and deuterate,
it's definitely right. Pull something. Let me finish my thesis and then you can ask, okay? But watch this. What the Rosh was suggesting in the Hofmann is like this. What he's saying is that that's the difference between Eged and Eged Yisira is by Eged, since it's a suffix, what do we say? He's allowed to do it. But by Eged Yisira, he's now defined as a poshea. Why is he poshea? He's a poshea because what did he do? He caused the wound to get worse. That's a vadai. Okay? So the Hofmann is saying that what's the difference between Eged and Eged Yisira is that by Eged, the guy's, because it's a suffix, he's allowed to be involved in his own healing. But by Eged Yisira, it's a vadai. Now, because it's a vadai, he's defined as a poshea. Now the chol is not chayiv to pay. What? No, that's a maskana. The Havmin is that he's going to be defined as a poshea. But I think what the maskana is saying, I think is what you're saying. Maskana is saying something very, very bright. I think what the maskana is saying. It's saying like this. It's saying that any time, right, the guy gets involved in healing his own wound, he by definition is what? Right. There's some pshia there. Right, there's always some Shia. So once you're saying that, even in the case of a regular Eged, there's some Shia, right? So what are we not going to care about at that point? I think is what you mean when you say, right, exactly. We don't get into degrees of Shia. You know what I mean? As long as it's not a Pshia Gomor, right? But there's no idea of a 2% Shia, 8% Shia, 90% Shia.
75%
what? Shia. Because once he's 100% Pshia, that's the next case. Two cases. He takes Dvash. And that's a Pshia. That he's going against the doctor's wishes. He's doing something that's anti-medical cure. Right, exactly. Right? Okay. But you understand the difference? In other words, the Havmin is saying, just to show you step by step, the Havmin is saying that what? First, in my opinion, the first step you got to do is you got to figure out...
What?
Now the Gemara says,
Tanrabanan.
Machmasamaka. Okay, well, so what happened?
If the wound started getting the bumps.
Okay, so what happened? So if that was, forget Eged now, okay? We're going to leave Eged for a second, okay? Normal case, what happens? Guy cuts his arm, okay? Now what? What? Partial scar, okay? Okay, and what does that do as a result? What? Fine, but Nistra Maka, right? Shechai the Raposo, right? So what is Nistra here referring to? What happened as a result of this?
And what? The wound comes back.
Okay, right. So now the wound comes back. Okay? So now the wound comes back, okay? So now the Gemara says, keep going, Gabriel.
Tamalobar, rock shift to Yitain Rapa.
Right. Rock shift to Yitain Rapa. Meaning that Yachol. Oh, so one second. And you would think what? Even Shalom Mach Masamaka.
Even if it wasn't from the Maka, you would think that you have to pay Tamalovar Rach.
Only for
the actual.
Smach Mach Masamaka. Now, but then Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer.
Af Mach Masamaka Pator.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
So according to him, even in the pustules that form, right? The Mach Masamaka, right? You're part of the pay for it. The chobal doesn't have to pay because it's a rock. Okay? Forget the Yigidamre. So what are the two possibilities? Because the Yigidamre is just flipping around. What are the two possibilities? That's important for you for Bikias, but for this. So what are the two possibilities? Factually.
You're either
five
to pay for these.
Are you Mach Masamaka?
Not at all.
Yeah,
are you... Never if it's not Mach Masamaka.
That we know already, but I want to know... In the case of Mach Masamaka, Smach Mach Masamaka...
Either you have to pay...
Or not. Okay. What are you doing?
Do
you have to pay or not have to pay? But Smachem Sha'alu Mach Masamaka. Right? So what happened? Because you have like these abscesses. Right? The form. Abscess is...
Can you use a synonym?
Are we saying that
pustule
means,
or like an ulceration filled with pus?
Are we saying that is caused by the?
One second. Relax. It's not a. It's not a. Well, okay. If you hold your chayv to pay, I think what you're saying. If you hold your chayv to pay, the chovel's chayv to pay. So then, what are the tsmachim? Again, day 13, the wound is what? Let's say. But you can't say the wound has disappeared completely. I agree with you about that. If the wound is completely gone, all right. Because according to that logic, let's say 5 years later, in that exact spot.
I'm saying the wound is completely gone.
Okay.
Whatever. You see raw skin.
What are the tzmachim doing, though? What's their function, so to speak? Well, that's practically that's what they're doing. I agree. But conceptually, what are they doing? Right. In other words, they're keeping the wound alive. Right. I don't know if that's the right term to use, but I mean, they're keeping. It's a tziruf between the original wound, so to speak, and it's never. The repo is incomplete. The tzmachim are an indicator that the repo is incomplete. So it's mitzarif the wound to the original wound. So what's it? What?
That's reason to say that you should pay.
Correct. So what's the other side saying you shouldn't pay?
I don't know.
Okay, so what do you, Josh? What about why won't you pay? Well, I think what you guys are trying to say. I mean, you're like, what are tzmachim? One way is to say that tzmachim are they're part of the wound itself, or do you say no? What are tzmachim?
There are a new wound.
Ooh, you can't say the new wound.
Since they're external from the original wound, it's the. I don't know. It's hard to say that. One says it's the tziruf between the two wounds, and one says it's the. The separator.
The question: what are tzmachim to know? The question is: what is the relation of the tzmachim to the wound?
Does the tzmachim cause the new wound or just continue the old wound?
Right. In other words, right. If they're the cause of something, that means they're a byproduct. Okay. But if they're the cause of something, then you can't tell me that. Why should the chol be chayav to pay? But if you say they're what? Say the way you said a second ago.
That it's just the continuation.
If it's just a continuation of the wound, right? Then of course the chol is chayav to pay. That's the machlokas. Easy. What? Machmas. Okay. So Yachol Shafilu Shalom Machmas Hamake. Maybe you'll say that even if it's not Machmas Hamake, maybe you would think that he's still chayv to pay. Tamalomar.
Rock Shalom Machmas Hamake.
Right. Only when what? Rock meaning Shalom Machmas Hamake.
Why the hell would I think?
Good question. Bye, Krog. All right, go. Bikra.
It's Jenny. Why the guy didn't...
Thank you.
Do we have to...
Bikra, Amri, my Shalom.
No, second. Bikra, that's a question. What's the question? Is there Rashi there? No. Okay. What's Bikra coming to ask? What? To do what? Right. How you need a pasuk to tell you the cholel is putter from lo machas hamake? You don't need a pasuk for that. You're not going to waste the valuable words of Torah on something as simple as that, right? So Amri.
My shalom machas hamake.
So maybe we'll tell you what does it mean when we say. So you thought shalom machas hamake means X. Turns out that's not what it means. It's going to mean something else, which is. The brisa, which is she'avar al divrei harofe. Ready, Gersten? Right. So what did I do? Doctor says don't do something. And what do?
You do it.
Which, but now that's I remember when we first started repo. I mentioned that happens like all the time. Like where this is a great example. Like for instance,
don't put stuff down. We need to do the whole minute. Kashin lamakeb v'halav akasa.
Garganusi. You ever had that before? Take a step back. So it turns out that the belief back then was that if you have dvash or anything other, any sweets, right? It's not good. It's not good for the healing. Okay?
Is that still a common belief today?
No. Last I checked, if I have a wound and I have honey, I'm fine.
Last I checked, now when you go to the doctor.
So yachol. Rock. Amazing. So is that more satisfying? Are you more satisfied now with this? Gemara is saying that. Oh, I'll tell you what Rock is coming to teach you, because you would have thought the chovel should be chayav to pay even if
he goes against the doctor.
Goes against the doctor's orders. The pasuk tells you that he's not. Not going to find that yet. That's one thing you have to define. Okay. Then the Gemara says, so what's garganusi? My garganusi.
Amar Abaye.
Nasa krichta. What does that mean?
Comes like a
Rashi, basar mace. You know what basar mace is?
It's a dead flesh.
Right, like gangrene. Okay, yachol, I'm sorry, excuse me. My asuse.
My asuse.
So what's the cure for someone who gets nasa krichta?
Ahala ve...
Kira ve kalba. You put them in... Yeah. Kira is wax, right? And kalba,
a dog?
Use like, no, it's like here it says, sar shivachavios eight shal yain. It's some sort of like wine cask wood you use to heal it. Okay, are we going to try that now? No. Okay,
what?
Now.
The Gemara says.
Right, oh, what? Okay.
What happens if you get nezek?
To be amarle asayach hana. Hana, what does that mean? He says like this. He says, what if the Nizak says, don't give me money for Ripoy. I'll take care of it myself. Don't give me any money. All right. Excuse me. I'm sorry. He's saying, what do you call it? I'm sorry. Excuse me. Sorry. The Choval says to, the Choval happens to be a doctor. He says to the Nichbal, I'm not paying you any money for, right, exactly. Why should I pay you for Ripoy? Come to my clinic and I'll take care of it. Okay. So what's Halakha? Arva, which means what? You are like an Aryeh, okay, that's coming to injure me. Okay? What does that mean? Okay, in other words, let me ask a question. Let's say I'm a great surgeon, okay? And let's say I cut your hand, okay? Now, question, so really, the halacha should be, is that why should I have to pay for Ripoy? I can do it myself, right? So why can't I do it myself? Because a nichba is going to say to me, I don't want to go to you because you're like a ravenous lion.
You're creating business for yourself.
No, that's, you're being too cynical. But the garage is saying that you're like a ravenous lion. So, okay, next case. What?
Yeah,
I mean,
is it a concern that he has malicious intent?
Oh.
It's saying that, I'm just looking at the facts.
No,
what do you mean? That's the question.
But Achobel is beshoging,
no? No, amazing. Amazing. I cut off your arm.
Like, yeah.
Okay,
fine.
Yeah. Okay. So that's one. That has to be defined. Next. Vi Amarle. These are like one after the other. Vi Amarle.
Messina Asi.
Okay, so I'm not going to pay you the money for Ripoy. Why? Because I'm going to get someone, I'm going to get a doctor to come and do it for free. I have a friend, or a relative. I'll give you an example. To put it in today's terms, okay? So I'm a neurologist, okay? And I cut your hand open, okay? And my friend is a plastic surgeon, right? So listen, don't worry about it. Plastic surgeon is going to come and take care of it for free. You got nothing to worry about, okay? So Gemara says, the Amarle, what are you going to say to the surgeon?
Asi demagin.
Shave. Okay. So a guy who works for free, right? I don't want a surgeon who works for me for free. Okay. It's an important point, by the way. This is an amazing insight. But
then he has no responsibility.
Correct. Remember, there's no such thing as an altruism in careers. But anyway, so I don't want. So the Nichbal can reject that and say, listen, I don't want a guy working on me for what he called. I don't want working on me who's not getting paid. Okay. That's two. Next. The last one is because he says Arya Arva.
Why didn't say
Arva? Good question. Good question. Next case. The Iamar. Rechika. Okay, so what does that mean? Okay. So he says that. He says, okay. So I have a friend. My cousin lives in Tzfat. Okay. And the local doctor over here in Modi'im. And I'm going to go get my cousin in Tzfat. Why? Because he's cheaper. I'm going to bring in the cheaper doctor. Okay? So I'm going to save some money when I pay Ripoy. Okay? So can I do that? No. Damarle, Asya Rechika, Einavira. So a guy who comes, literally what it means, a guy who comes from far away, Einavira, literally means his eye is blind. It means that he's not as concerned about his reputation. Right? Meaning that a guy who comes in Tzfat from out of town to work on you, he's not as concerned about, now remember, back in those days, today it's not going to work, I know. Because today, as soon as I do a bad job on the surgery, everyone's going to know about it. But if I'm from Tzfat and I come to Modi'in to do surgery on Tzvi and I'm going to botch it, right? No one's going to find out about it in Tzfat. Word travels slowly. Okay, next case. V'amar, okay, now switches. Now the Nichbal comes, this happens, the cases of the Chobal to the Nichbal, that's not often. That doesn't happen often. But this happens all the time. Now comes the Nizak. The guy injured proposes to the guy who injured him the following. V'yamrele
heyach. V'yamrele heyach hav li ledidei.
Right. He says to him, he says, don't pay the doctor, right? Don't pay the doctor for the medical bills. Give me the money. This actually happens. Right? I don't want you paying $10,000 for a doctor. I'll take care of the healing. Just give me the money. Okay?
But,
V'ana masina nafshai, and I'll take care of healing myself. I'll go to the clinic. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. Okay? So the Gemara says, Amarle. Amazing idea. Vishaklis minai tfe. Okay, so what does that mean? If I give you the money, okay, I'm a chobal, you're a nechbal, I give you the money, you know what? You're not going to do a good job taking care of your health. You're not. You're not going to get yourself healed properly.
Why is that?
That's a great question. But I'm saying that's what the Gemara is saying. We have to, all the stuff has to be explained.
Why does he have to care about it, though?
I don't know. That's a good question. We'll have to explain that. Okay? But what the Gemara is saying factually is that that's why you don't do that. Because I'm going to say to you, you're not going to take care of yourself properly. Okay? Last one. V'i amar le. Okay. The Amr, okay, what does that mean? Kotzli Mikates. Or Mikats. Which means? What? So give me a fixed amount. Okay? And I won't ask you for any more money. This is the one we're going to get into a little more deeply. Right? But let's say I say to you, give me 10 grand up front. Whereas the first case is saying that don't worry about paying for my medical costs. Okay? Second one's saying that, meaning over time, I'm going to take care of it myself. This is saying that since medical costs can fluctuate, okay, they can fluctuate. Give me a fixed. I'd rather just give me a fixed amount. I don't want any fluctuating costs. Okay, so Gemara says no. Same thing. The Amrle Kol Shekain, right?
Amrle Kol Shekain. The Peshas Benavshecha.
So you're not going to take care of yourself properly. And what's going to happen is Karuli Shor Mazik, and everyone's going to look at me as the Chovel as being a Shor Mazik guy, meaning. They're going to see you walk, like, okay, let's say I break your leg. And you decide, you know, what it called, to go the cheap route, right? The cheap route to save some money. And then you're walking around town limping. So everyone's going to say, oh, Ginsburg, that guy's like a Shlomo Mazik. Okay. These are very difficult, right? These are very difficult. Okay, so we have two things, we got two areas we got to define. One, what's the deal with the Rofa? Meaning, if you violate the word of the Rofa. And two, these little things going on over here, where there's one scenario is with a Chovel. I want to know. Let's put it this way. I want to know first the Havi Maskana by Rofa, meaning that if I violate the Rofa as the Chovel Chayev or not. That's one. Two. I want to know in general the general concept of why do we take into account the Nichbal's reaction to the Chovel? I'm feeding this to you. Okay. And then why do we take into account the Chovel's reaction to the Nichbal in the second set of cases? Meaning. What do I care that Nichbal says, oh, you're like an Arya Orev. If he's the best surgeon, right, why should it matter? Why do I care that Nizak's a little nervous about it? And vice versa. Why do we care that Chovel says...
I don't even know what Pashat Rabin's line means.
It means that he doesn't want the...